Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. It was a hot summer day, and there I was on the bus feeling extremely self-conscious. I felt the stares of my fellow passengers, saw their raised eyebrows, and heard their judgmental snickers. I imagined what they were thinking. Ice cleats on a pair of diabetic sandals? What is this guy's problem? My problem is that I have poor foot circulation. Until recently, I sustained myself on a steady diet of 7-Eleven Big Gulps and grape-flavored Tangy Taffy. As a result, I have late-onset diabetes. These sandals are stylish and promote proper blood flow. And the ice cleats? I imagine them saying snarkily. What's up with that? What's up is that I need the ice cleats for the shortcut I take across a local ice hockey rink. I made an appointment at the backgammon clinic, and if I don't take the shortcut, I'll be late. Improving my backgammon game is part of my current 3-month plan. I was right to be upset by my fellow passengers' negative judgments of me. Based on my appearance. A person that seems inappropriately, extravagantly, or even insanely dressed may have a perfectly reasonable explanation. My only mistake was responding out loud to an imaginary question. So I guess there's a twofold lesson today. First, outward appearances can be deceiving. Secondly, those of us whose many hours alone have given us a rich inner life must always be sure that the conversation we're engaged in is taking place in reality. So, before someone can not judge a book by its cover, the book must first look before it leaps. I'm Bob Duca. Have a great day. Oh, and if anyone wants to know what a doubling cube is, drop me a line. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.